Chapter 3. Allison. I've skied double black diamond runs and been kicked in the chest by a horse, but walking up a steep hill in 5-inch heels and skin-tight leather might take the prize for the most challenging physical experience of my life. Finally, though, I've made it, and am swept in through the wide-open door of the Galliano's home. Even though I'm masked and costumed head to toe, I feel strangely naked. Or, I realize, incomplete. It occurs to me that it's because my hands are empty. I've got my cell phone and a lipstick tucked into the sleek Catwoman utility belt hanging low across my hips. But I have no briefcase, no horse bridle or gym bag. And most of all, I have no hostess gift. I never show up without a gift. My mom taught me that. I guess the prospect of this night had me more rattled than I let myself believe. But I can't do anything about it now unless I want to go back outside and dig into the lush pathway landscaping to present the Gallianos with their own wildflowers. Instead, I follow a blonde in a long gown with miniature dragons perched on her shoulders into the chaos of the party. We move through a short entryway into a massive living room with towering windows that meet a high ceiling crossed by sleek ebony beams. The furniture is luxe, a combination of mid-century and art deco, and the walls are decorated with photographs, some I recognize from art appreciation classes in college, and a few I assume to be Pearl Bertram's, bold, impressionistic, and hugely riveting. People fill the space, but I spot Ethan right away. Amazing, after more than a year, that I'm still so tuned into him. Like I have some automatic sensor still calibrated to his frequency. He's wearing an old-fashioned baseball uniform and stands in a cluster with some other people. A muscular guy in a loincloth and two petite girls in what look like red pajamas. Well, sexy lycra pajamas with cute blue fur cuffs at the ankles. He's got his arm around a petite blonde, and it takes me a second to register that it's his new girlfriend, Mia. Dressed as Marilyn Monroe to what I now realize is his Joe DiMaggio. Every bit of her fills out the classic white halter dress. She looks